Just a quick note, this episode was recorded last week before the tragic school shooting in Nashville on Monday, March 27th. Our hearts are with our community here in Nashville and to the families of all involved, especially those of Evelyn, Haley, William, Cynthia, Catherine, and Mike. Our hearts break for you.
Hi guys, welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
Today on the show, we are going to talk about spring.
Let's do it.
That sounds like a stupid small thing to say, but there's actually a lot to talk about. The first day of spring was March 20th. So whether it feels like spring or not, and it definitely does not feel like spring in Nashville, it's still time to do your spring cleaning.
Right.
We are your cleaning organizing moms who have to remind you. And we're also going to talk about daylight savings time because we have thoughts and
You have a lot of thoughts about it.
I have deep feelings.
I know. We have to get into it.
And of course, we'll take your DMs. And one more thing, we had the very good fortune of talking to Sumner on Tuesday's episode, and we had so much to talk about that we're actually putting some of it in Unpacked. We're going to do our 5 minutes for hugs segment in Unpacked.
And don't miss that episode because it's really fun with Sumner.
It's really fun. And I think everyone should go back and listen to Sumner's first episode.
Sumner's just fab.
She should have our job.
She really should.
She really should.
She really could.
She can replace me any
day. I know,
day,
Sumner, this is an official job request for you.
She said in Tuesday's episode that she really wants to be a host. Like that,
right.
She really wants to host like a game show.
Right.
But maybe
we can talk her into it.
We can talk her into it. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Okay. And we are back in the spring session that we're going to talk about.
We're springing forward.
That's not even a pun. That is.
Right. We actually
say
are.
You fall back and you spring forward.
That's right. That's the only way I remember it.
I think that's the way most people remember it. So I'm not going to ding you on that.
Thank
one
you.
For your puns.
Appreciate it.
So, all right, that is a perfect segue. I would like to talk about daylight savings.
Let's do it.
Okay, first of all, I hate it. I like this part. I hate the other part in November where it gets dark.
Because it gets dark earlier.
Yes, but there was a bill that I believe passed the Senate, but did not pass the House.
And what's the argument?
Hold on. I can tell you all the arguments.
Okay, all right.
But we were so close to abolishing daylight savings time, which we should, in my opinion.
Which would have meant that we'd have longer daylight.
Yes, which is amazing. I don't know why I know why people disagree with it, but I think that
they're
in the minority.
Tell me why people really disagree with it.
Okay, well, first of all, I would just like to say our daylight savings correspondent, Lauren, can't join us today, but she and I both really mourned the fact that we thought we were celebrating. We thought this was the last daylight savings we would ever have.
Okay, I need to understand the argument, because this has not been such a huge issue in my life.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
You've never thought about it? You've never gotten mad about it?
I mean,
I get mad every year.
No, I mean, no.
Really? I know why. Because you're already in bed. It's 4:30.
Well, maybe.
Like, you're already, like, it doesn't matter if it's dark. Like, where are you going?
Right.
So from the comfort of your pajamas.
Right.
It's all.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
You don't care if
also,
it's dark.
I will say this, too. We are in the worst spot because Tennessee.
Yes.
Where we are in Tennessee, we are just missed the cusp.
Nashville could almost be the East Coast.
Right, so we actually have the worst of it.
Yes, we also don't have.
We can move.
It just feels like a lot of work.
It does feel like a lot of work.
So we're in the worst spot in the whole country.
That's right. I think it might be.
Actually, 100% is. So okay. Here's the argument.
Okay.
That people, the whole reason why we have daylight savings. Do you not know?
No,
this?
Not really.
You've never looked into it. Okay. So the whole reason why it exists is because it's darker for longer in the morning,
right?
Without the time back, right? If you roll back the time, then it gets lighter in the morning and darker earlier,
right?
So traditionally, the argument is children at the school bus waiting for the school bus in the dark.
Okay.
And other things, but the children at the school bus is like the main argument. That people are like, we can't
drop our kids off
at like 8 a.m.
Right.
Because it's not safe.
Okay.
So they make it dark at 4:30 p.m., which is like, what about the kids on the volleyball team? Like, I don't understand why.
Okay.
Like, to me—
because it's one or the other, obviously.
It's one or the other.
Right.
So it stays lighter later.
Right.
But also stays darker later in the morning.
Right.
Or we roll back the clock and let it be lighter in the morning and darker at night, which sounds— the reason why this is not on your grievance list is that sounds like it lines up perfectly with your life. That's exactly what you want.
So I'm on the other side here.
So we're actually having this conversation and you want this.
No, I just don't feel it passionately.
Because you are an early riser with the sun. and you're an early getting better at 4:30. So
right.
I've saw you're the person that is doing this to me.
No, I'm not out there picketing the streets.
But now you might be.
No,
because
I'm
now
not.
You've realized.
No, I don't. I'm.
Well, we came this close
okay.
to abolishing it.
So, but the main argument was the kids, which I understand the kids. At the bus stop.
I know, but like, let's not like make it about the kids. Like, there are other people.
Well, you
in the
told
world.
Me. I didn't even know about the kids.
I'm just saying, it's the crux of the argument is that it's like the unsafe early hours of people like out and about, specifically school children, getting onto a yellow bus.
Okay.
So not that I don't want to protect our kids. I just think we have to go through things in life. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
be vigilant. So
okay. Let's talk. You know what this reminded me of?
I know what it reminded me of. Okay. So one time, Joanne and I were on a trip to LA.
Yeah. This is the first.
What, Daylight Savings Week experience
yes,
together?
Yes, it was. It was okay. our very first Daylight Savings
it was
together.
Our first, and again, I'm really surprised. I was griping about it and you weren't like, hey, what's the big deal?
No. Right. No, I wasn't.
No. So we flew to LA the night that the clocks were changing.
That's right.
So when we woke up, we didn't know, or as we were going to bed maybe, we didn't know which time our body thought it was.
Right. It was going to be very confusing because LA and Nashville are 2-hour time difference.
So it's a 2-hour time difference already that we're going back in time, but we were going forward in time.
So was it only going to feel like an hour?
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out if our bodies thought
right.
like what hour it was. And it was like, okay, train A leaves the station.
That's 100% what it was like.
And we were driving to a client's house, I think. We talked about this the entire way.
Yeah, we're like, what does your body feel like?
What does your body feel
right.
like? Do you feel like it's 8 o'clock in the morning?
Or do you feel like it's 11?
Right. We had a lot of, and we never got an answer out of it.
No, we didn't. And you know what? To be honest, we had this same experience when we were in spring break too. Because we had just come from Nashville
that's
to
right.
LA.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe that's why we're still messed up. Because, like, we had the same situation.
We're messed up?
Yeah.
Why are you messed up?
I haven't been sleeping very well.
This is about sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought because I was cold.
Oh, no.
So one time I flew to Europe. Oh. And then during, I texted you this. I feel like
Yes.
It was like last March.
Yes, it was.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I really don't know what,
yeah,
like,
really don't
what
know.
Time my
right.
body feels like it is.
It's very confusing. Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
So the whole thing, my okay. whole point is that we almost got rid of daylight savings.
Okay.
Now we still have to deal with it.
All right.
Which is why I keep my Christmas tree up from November to March.
Okay.
Which is egregious. But if I'm going to have to live in the darkness, I'm going to have a Christmas tree up. Okay.
All right.
If any lawmakers listening, please help me. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Sumner.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time? What's the best Godzilla movie of all? What's up with John Cena? Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from. What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars? Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
Hey, drag fans, listen up.
I'm Alaska.
And I'm Willem.
And we are the hosts of Race Chaser, the premier RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. And if you aren't listening to our hit show yet, start right now.
Not to toot our own horn, but we are bona fide drag superstars. And on our award-winning podcast, we take you behind the scenes of this season and all the seasons of Drag Race to discuss and dissect the looks, the laughs, the queens, and the drama. Mama.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is the ultimate backstage pass for both Drag Race obsessives and new fans alike.
No one is serving you the juicy, raw, uncut, behind-the-scenes hot goss like us, so join us.
Check out new episodes of Race Chaser every Wednesday and Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever thought, ugh, this water is too wet?
This beach is too sandy. I'm Christine.
And I'm Zandy.
And we're siblings and the hosts of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we do dramatic readings of the most wild and off-the-wall reviews on the internet.
We read real reviews about everything from Vegas weddings, matchmaking services, and Trader Joe's to caves, toddler beds, and spirit Halloween.
You won't believe the things people think absolutely must be said on the internet. How else would everyone know some caves don't have Wi-Fi?
We hear about the good, like the time a couple was happily married in a Vegas Denny's.
The bad, I mean, who knew people stole from pet cemeteries?
No comment. And the ugly, because when there's soggy lettuce at the Chuck E. Cheese salad bar, it can get pretty ugly.
So true. Join us every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcast. Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet is brought to you by the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
We are back, and now the tables are turning. We're going to do 5 minutes for hugs, which is the way I think every conversation should end. You need to reserve 5 minutes to, like, give hugs and goodbyes. So we're going to ask you some questions so that everyone gets to know you a little better.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right. We'll take turns.
All right. We'll take turns. All right. Your favorite beverage that is not Coca-Cola?
Iced tea.
Wow. That was a quick answer.
Sweet iced tea? When I'm at home, you know, you can't just, like, do the most all the time. So I have unsweet decaf. But, like, if I'm out and feeling frisky and I would say I order an iced tea out if there's a Pepsi situation happening.
Oh, I know.
And I like to get half sweet, half unsweet.
Okay. I have a question. Do you make a big production over turning down the Pepsi and moving to iced
Absolutely.
Tea?
Absolutely. I don't go quietly.
Yeah,
no, you don't. I could see you not wanting to draw attention to it.
No, but I think that she feels passionately and she's probably like,
yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. It's like sort of like vaguely bitchy, like yeah. The person doesn't deserve it at all.
Sure.
It's like it's a like licensing
in a
issue.
A restaurant yeah. thing.
Uh-huh. It's a licensing issue. Do not choose to go back to the restaurant once they have declared themselves a Pepsi person? Yeah, like if it comes up and there's a certain restaurant everyone wants to go to, I'm like, well, I should remind everybody that are a Pepsi restaurant.
There. That's how I feel about Prosecco.
Yeah.
I feel like when people, if it's a Prosecco menu, I just won't go back.
Well, it's like you declared yourself. You drew a line in the sand. Yes. And I'm standing yourself. On the other side, so.
Joanna, right. we went to a new Mediterranean restaurant in town, Sadie's.
Yes, we did.
And at first I tried, I think it was like the Prosecco or whatever option they had, and it was awful. And Joanna was like, oh man, I liked it here. She was like,
we're not. Sadie's is very good.
I did find they had a Brut yeah. Rosé.
Thank goodness.
So it saved it. And now we can still go.
Yeah,
there.
Do you know that they randomly have like a gallon sized martini on the menu? Isn't that so random?
Whoa,
so
that random. Is shocking.
Like it's a lovely sit down Mediterranean place and it's like big ass martini. So odd. Talk about being off brand.
Yeah, it is really good. Everyone go to Sadie's and the Brut Rosé is good.
Okay. Who would win Dancing with the Stars? Clea or me? I want to say you, Joanna, because of your cheerleading background.
But she would really hit those marks hard. That's the thing. Like when, you know what I mean? She
has, yeah, it's decided, a different skill. It's
we
a different
decided
skill.
Yesterday she has no sway in her at all. It's like right arms. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's
like
true.
It's like, a lot of claps and yeah, the knee
I actually
kicks.
Think Clea would win if I had to guess between the two of us, if for me.
I really don't think either of us are a candidate.
No, we're not. Can we're I not. Tell you guys something very funny? Mm-hmm. This is very topical. My friend did a very funny like icebreaker recently where she was like, what is one thing like you know you would excel at even though you've like never tried? Like as an armchair person, you're just sitting like the joke about sitting on the couch during the Oscars. Like what's one thing that you're just like, if I got out there, I'd be pretty good at it? And my answer is I feel strongly that I would win Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I can totally see that.
I feel strongly that we would win The Amazing Race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would never do it. We would never like even get.
We wouldn't even get to the first place.
We wouldn't even get on the plane, but we would win. There has to be some sort of luxury Amazing Race yeah. and then that might work, but it's like a lot of.
No, it's not for us.
Yeah. I'll probably start in the morning. You know
and
what I mean?
And what, Mallory Irvin's done it three times? Thrice?
I know.
We
crazy.
Need to have her on here.
I know.
And discuss it. I mean, we did discuss it with
the Holderness family.
Yeah. It's interesting. Anyway.
Right. I mean, I feel like we have a high percentage of friends that have been on the Amazing
We really
race.
Do. But back to you, Sumner. Uh-huh. I 100% agree that you would win Dancing with the Stars.
I think your charisma alone, you would
thank
you.
You would,
win
you
those
would
both.
Nail it. Yeah. I'm putting in a pitch for Sumner Canfield to be on Amazing Race.
I mean.
No, not Amazing Race.
I mean, sorry, Dancing with the Stars.
It was interesting because other people were like, I think I'd be a really good like pilot or I think I'd be a really good. And I was like, no, I would win Dancing with the Stars.
You would. I think you would.
I totally agree with this.
I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Your most embarrassing job moment with the home edit.
How do we pick?
I know. I read this and I was like, I don't know how you're going to.
How do we pick?
I know. Like, was it personally embarrassing?
Right.
Or is it something?
I like to think I've never embarrassed the company publicly.
No, you have not. No.
That's probably a different conversation for HR.
You did put on that Black Panther outfit.
Oh, that was funny.
My not Jabra. Black Panther, the superhero.
Movie. Right.
A like literal an actual cat.
And scared, cat. Scared a UPS guy.
Who was attempted to scare a UPS guy.
Who was not interested.
Who was completely unfazed. The client's kid was the mascot at their school, and it was a black cat. And I put it on because that's appropriate. And I crept around the side of the garage to try and scare the UPS driver. And he literally looked at me and was like, huh.
And was and then, so unfazed.
Unfazed.
But you also did U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi.
That's the only cheer I know.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I wouldn't say that that's even top three most embarrassing. I think it's pretty good. But I mean,
as we've discussed, like my early days were a little rough. So I would say like showing up with no back windshield was a choice.
Yes. Go back to listen to podcast, the first podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's embarrassing, I would say.
Okay.
I don't even think it's embarrassing. You know what I think it is? I just don't think we have a lot of shame.
No, that's what it is.
Like, I'm not embarrassed by the most embarrassing thing. Yeah, we're all like,
huh. And probably an outsider would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly correct. Yeah. What a poignant point.
Yeah, that's really good.
Don't care.
That's right.
Right.
Good for us.
Okay. Good for us. Okay.
Good for us.
All right. Favorite activity to do with a best friend?
Favorite activity to do with a best friend? Going to the movies.
Yeah.
Mm. For sure.
That's a good one. Okay. I even like to do that alone. I love going to the movies.
Yeah, I'm like, who needs friends?
Yeah, who needs friends?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm curious for this one.
Okay, what's the biggest thing you've learned since working at the Home Edit?
Oh my gosh, so many things.
Dimensions?
So many things. Literally encyclopedic dimension knowledge. I feel like the biggest thing I've learned, and this might not apply as much to like some intense corporate structure, like if you're in iBanking, like tune this out. But I would say that like, you know, if you're at a company in its fun infancy stages, like you can really make a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. And so like find stuff you like, and then say, like, how could that be a job rather right. than being like, I'll try to make this work. Because I feel like you guys were great about, like, okay, you like the dimension stuff, which is weird.
Like, when we say dimension stuff, we don't mean, like, we mean actual measurements.
Not like third dimension, yeah. No. Like inches.
Yeah, yeah, like literal measurements. Yeah. I love yes. them.
Yes. Bins and baskets.
So it's, like, it's okay to, like, see what you like, piece things together.
And, like, chart your own path.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
your own you've allowed me to do that.
Okay. Oh. All right, Joanna, you're
okay.
Next.
Favorite room in your own home?
I'm really into my living room right now.
Ooh, I need to see some photos.
I was totally going to say your bedroom.
Me too.
My bedroom needs work. Like, really? I actually decided I was watching TV the other night as I was falling asleep. Like, don't at me. And I was like, I was looking at the wall the TV was on, and it was like, it was bugging me.
All right, send pictures. Let's talk. Okay.
But the living room I like, and then I'm going to do a bit of an endeavor. Ooh. I'm attempting to wallpaper... Peel and stick, I'm a renter, in case the company's listening. The hallway and my bathroom.
Ooh. Send me pictures of the wallpaper.
We'll see how it goes. I'm doing a like really dark green grass cloth.
Oh, I love that. I was thinking of like some big sort of fonts, some palm fonts.
Well, the one I wanted, I was like, no, this is ridiculous. So I had to scale back, but I'm happy with what I've chosen.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
And then the hallway's going to be a pattern.
I love.
So stay tuned.
Okay. All right. We'll have you back for that.
Yeah.
All right. What is the most surprising fact about you?
Oh, well, we already discussed this.
That I exercise now?
Yes.
Is that the most surprising?
For you, it is.
Well, I don't want to put words in her mouth.
Oh, all right.
Maybe
all right.
There's something else.
Right.
Wait, I'm supposed to volunteer a thing that surprises me about me?
Like, for instance, Joanna would say gambling. Like,
oh, sure.
It's shocking.
Unexpected.
It's unexpected.
Okay.
Is there anything? Again, we don't have a lot of shame and we are open books.
I know. I'm like, you tell me.
I know. That's why. I mean, for me, I just learned that you exercise. And to me, that doesn't track. But now that I know you do it like late afternoon, early evening, I feel like that makes more sense.
Absolutely.
Because a morning exerciser, you are not.
I don't know. I hope. I really love it when people are surprised I'm an only child because I feel like it means something good. But something that scares me is as I get older, people are like, yeah, that tracks.
I think I just know you so much as being a proud only child that it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I would agree with Clea.
There are things that would surprise, but we've said them. Like, I think Milton is a surprising fact about you for so many years. Milton was
But Sumner's, she's a sentimental person.
Treasured so Mercedes.
In some ways.
But maybe it's surprising that I'm sentimental because, like, I think
that it's surprising to me that you're sentimental.
Yeah. We all get a rap. Like, I think that's a really good one. Like, I'm a, I happen to work at this company, but I also, like, am a collector of things and I'm sentimental.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
And everyone, again, has to go back to listen to Sumner's first episode.
That's right.
Tell us just really quickly, fill everyone in about Milton, like, how old Milton's in his retirement, but...
Milton's in his retirement. I'm so happy for him. He's living his best life. He didn't go to Florida for retirement. He went back to Washington, D.C. Milton is the car I drove from ages 16 to 30. Wow. And that wasn't the beginning of his life. He wasn't new when I was 16.
No, he wasn't.
No. Milton was the car that my mom took me to kindergarten in. So Milton's got like almost 300,000 miles on him, lived a good life.
Very good life.
We've all been a part of Milton's
life. Yeah, he's very important to me and my identity.
Okay.
We will miss him. I mean, I miss him.
He's not gone.
No. I know, but unless we go to D.C.
He's just in retirement, though.
Yeah, he's in retirement.
But guys, it's so fun. Like, when I was home for Christmas, like, I drove him around.
Oh,
it was great.
Was it a little, like, awkward, you know, like seeing your ex?
No, I was, like, telling him, I was like, listen, like, my heart's still with you.
Right.
Like, my head has not turned. It's just, like, a temporary thing.
Yeah, right.
But it was cool because in retirement, he's been worked on.
Oh.
And so you don't feel like the bottom's about to fall out every time you go over any sort of speed bump. So that was very cool.
Look at Milton.
Yeah, he's doing great. I love that for Milton. Okay, Sumner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We love you too.
Can't say that enough.
No,
actually,
this was like maybe the most fun one yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been fun before, but this was very fun.
Well, we've only had two, so
you're right. Good point.
But there's gonna be a third for sure. All right.
Thanks, Sumner.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go into listener DMs.
Okay, let's do it.
It's always my favorite part.
Me too.
From Catherine. I'm 17 and I'm going to be graduating high school in less than 3 months and commuting to my college. I want to know your tips and tricks for separating my home life from my college life because my dorm room will be my bedroom. I want to convert my desk area into the most efficient place for me to do college work. Love you guys. Okay, first of all, thank you for being 17 and listening to us.
I know. I love this.
My favorite is when we indoctrinate young children.
I love this. Okay. And also, congratulations. You seem very organized.
Yeah. And I mean, way to like think ahead.
I know.
She already knows where her desk is going to go.
I love this.
Yeah. No, I think you're already there, my friend.
And your home life from your college life. Okay. Is there really a difference? It's all part of one, right?
Joanna wasn't that organized in college, so I'm going to take this one. Joanna was like living out of her car in college.
I wasn't. I had a dorm. It was
a mess.
You had
a dorm. Yeah. Your car was a mess.
The car, that was in high school.
Okay. I think that we're going to sound like we always do, but you just have to create some zones if you're living in.
You need zones.
You need zones if you're living in a small space.
Yeah, you need zones.
And I think it's really easy for any, if you're working from an area where you're also sleeping. It's so easy to have those mix and mingle, and I just think it's, like, not good for headspace.
I think get a cart and get an over-the-door.
A cart, not a car.
Not a car. That's right.
You can get that, too. I mean, you know.
But a cart will help you stay into zones as well.
Right, you can have, like, all of your schoolwork, all of the things that you need, and that way you can just, like, slide it into the corner at the end and convert your space back to a living space, a sleeping space.
Carts are the answer for a lot of things.
I totally agree with that. Sponsored by carts.
Yeah,
always. We love it.
Love a cart.
But I think that the fact that you're even thinking about an efficient place to do college
work. Right, we're not worried about you is what we're trying to say.
You're doing great.
Yeah,
Catherine's mom, if you're listening, good job. That is it for this episode. We're back next Thursday with another Unpacked, and we'll also have a brand new show of Best Friend Energy on Tuesday. Feel free to DM us always at Best Friend Energy. You can visit us on Instagram, on TikTok. You can go to the home edit page.
You can just say hi, too.
You can also just say hi. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.